We're now going to be going to Coquilla, Palestine. Today there was a direct action taken against the construction of what Israel is calling a security perimeter and what Palestinians and many, many people around the world are calling a wall of apartheid. The wall will cut into the West Bank, annexing in total 10% of West Bank lands. The International Solidarity Movement is beginning 2 weeks of action against the apartheid wall and the occupation, the illegal occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. So we are joined on the phone by Mohamed Kuba. Good day, Mohamed.
Hi.
Can you speak about today's action?
Yes. We start organizing this demonstration the last 4 days to make this demonstration the second demonstration against the wall, the separation wall, hear what all Palestinians call it, and trying to make the media and all the world to pay attention about what's going on here, what's really going on, especially in Coquilla, because Coquilla is already surrounded by the fence and by the wall.
What does this mean for Palestinians in Coquilla with this wall surrounding the city?
Well, in simple words, I can say, I can tell you, it's that Coquilla is prison now. No one can go out and get in easily to the city. So today, the soldiers closed the main checkpoint, so no one could get in and no one could go out. So when they just closed this gate, that's it. All Coquilla is closed, and there is no other way to go out.
What were some of the actions that people took today against the wall?
The action was, we start, first of all, when we close to the gate, which from the both sides, one the west side is wall and the other side is fence. So we start to paint on the wall, and we bring all paint, and we paint Palestinian flag and some sentence about the freedom and some sentence about that we are not accept this wall and we don't want this wall about around Coquilla. And we also bring about 30 white doves to express for all the people and all the world that we need peace and we want peace. We don't want wall, we want peace. And there was some small speeches for many groups and many important people in the community, and it was great. We made everything good, and we was holding also banners showing that we don't accept this wall and we want to end this occupation, and also we want to release all the Palestinian prisoners.
Can you speak about what the wall actually looks like when you're standing before the wall in Coquilla?
Okay, this wall is, first of all, it's 8 meters high, so, and it's huge, it's big, it's really big, maybe you can see it from all the around of the city. Let's say, also my home is so close to the wall, so when I just go out and in the morning to go to start my work, I see the wall from the west side, and I try so many times to go there to see the wall, but I cannot stay more than 10 minutes beside the wall because I see the end of the world is here, near the wall, because I don't know what's going on behind the wall. I don't know what's really happening behind this wall. So I see that my limit for my life and for my feet to walk and for my eyes to look is here until this wall, this 8 meters high wall. So it's really affecting so bad on the city. Not just this, also there's most of the people, they lost their job, and you can find a good number of people, they don't have job to do in the inside Coquilla because they cannot work outside. Most of them was working outside Coquilla, and now they don't have any opportunity to work inside the city.
You spoke earlier about wanting peace. Do you see this wall as something which is preventing peace?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think we can accept peace with wall. Let me be so direct with you. we are not animals to put a gate around Qalqilya. We are humans. We have rights, like everybody on this earth. So I don't think that the wall or the fence will bring peace. And I don't think that people here in Qalqilya, especially in Qalqilya, they will accept peace with this wall.
So can you speak maybe some more about this campaign in the next couple of weeks and, of course, into the future to fight the construction of this wall? Given that Qalqilya is already surrounded, what are you trying to do to fight against this wall? And how do you think people around the world can support Palestinians in Qalqilya and other cities who are essentially being surrounded entirely by the wall?
Well, first about our activities, we have many, many activities for the campaign, for the summer campaign. We have also in Jayus, the soldiers, they will cut so many trees in the few days. We just have a call before half an hour, and there was bulldozers and many jeeps in Jayus. It's a small village near Qalqilya. So, but until now, they didn't start. So, for sure, there will be internationals, and all the people will be ready to prevent that, to prevent cutting trees in Jayus. And also, there will be in the different agents many activities against defense and against the wall. We will not stop. We will not stay quiet here. And all what I want, all what Palestine people want is, first of all, to let people know what's really going on here, and then, in two words, it's to stop support Israel to build this wall and to build this fence around all the cities, because this is really is killing us here, and it has a very bad effect on Qalqilya and on all the agents and all the cities, and to talk to many people there, to tell them what's really going on here. And I think this is enough support for Palestine.
You mentioned that there was internationals participating in the action today. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, we have, let's say, for the demonstration now here in Qalqilya, we have about 62 internationals from all the world. USA and Denmark and French and Italy, also from Spain. So they all came to share us here, to show their solidarity with our people here.
Now, since the action's over today, maybe can you just tell me how you feel about this action, but also just about the wall in general? Do you think that this is something that can be fought against successfully in the next while?
Well, yes, because the wall is already built, so we cannot stop it, but we try to let all the people know and focus on this wall to see how this wall looks like and how this wall affects the city and what this wall brings to all the cities. The effect of this wall for all the cities here in Palestine. That's it.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us today, Mohammed.